Thank you, Reverend Johnson, for the words of welcome, and it's good to be with you at your Children's Day. And I always tell, take my watch off so I watch my time, the boys and girls that when I was your age, when I was down there and up here, it's quite a few years ago, but we lived in Castlederg at the time. And my dad, he was one of the Sunday school teachers. And for some reason, when I became a certain age, he used to ask people to volunteer to do certain things on Children's Day, such as read and so on. But when I came a certain age, he didn't seem to ask me whether I wanted to volunteer. My name just went down. And I was awfully nervous. In fact, I remember one time I was so nervous that I didn't finish reading all the verses I was supposed to read. But maybe the Lord was preparing me for what he had for me in the future. So I always like to say, boys and girls, no matter how nervous you might feel, and you didn't look too nervous to me when you were up, you all did very well, but you do what you're able to do. You don't know what the Lord might be preparing you for in the future. Now, I'm not going to speak about parts of the body today. You've done all that. I want to speak about animals in the Bible today for a few moments. And I want to read just a few verses, and you listen up, and you'll be able to pick out, well, from these verses, at least two of the animals that I'm going to mention today. And it's the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 5. And there are two animals mentioned in the few verses I'm going to read. And in a certain way, they speak to us, as you will hear, about the Lord Jesus. And in Revelation 5, and the verses 5 and 6, and then the verse 12, it says this, Revelation 5, verse 5 says, "And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth." And then down in verse 12 we read, "Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Amen. And we know God will bless the reading of those verses to our hearts. Now, boys and girls, I wonder how many of you have ever had a visit to the zoo. Put up your hand if you've ever been to the zoo. A fair few of you, and I'm sure if I was to ask the adults that they have been as well. And when you go to somewhere like the zoo, you see animals that you wouldn't normally see out in your back garden or along the road. You will see animals that usually live out in the wild, but they're there in the zoo for you to see. Maybe some of you like watching wildlife programs, and again watching the animals actually out there in the wild. And it's good to remember that God created all the animals. He created them in different ways, and as we're going to find out from the Bible today, he created them in ways that teach us lessons about ourselves as sinners, and about God as a holy God, and about our need of salvation. And back in the very first book of the Bible, of course, we read there in Genesis 1 and 24 that God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind," and that was so. And very quickly today, we're going to think about four animals, and I've brought them with me. Not the real thing, but maybe you can tell me Somebody put up their hand and tell me, do you know what sort of animal that is? I have a picture of it as well, if that helps. I look very closely. Here's the picture. Anybody tell me what sort of animal that is? Yes, good man. A leopard. I've been in some places and people have said it's a cheetah or a tiger, but yes, it's a leopard. And how we know it's a leopard is because of the spots. Is that right? So this is the spotted animal. And you will discover this animal mentioned in God's word in the book of Jeremiah. And I want you to listen to a question that is asked in the book of Jeremiah about the leopard. It says this, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? And then it says, then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. So the Bible speaks about the spots of the leopard and asks the question, can the leopard change its spots? You see, the spots of the leopard can't be changed. They're not spots of dirt that can be washed away. We could say they're natural spots. The leopard is born with these spots. They're part of the leopard. And boys and girls, that reminds us that you're born with spots. I'm not talking about a spot in your face or wherever, but the spots of sin are found in our souls. And when David, who wrote many of the Psalms, was thinking about this, he said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. He simply meant we're all born as sinners. We're all born with the spots of sin in our souls. And when you think of the spots of the leopard, they're black. And sometimes we associate the colour black with sin. It's not wrong to wear black, I'm wearing black, but we associate black with sin sometimes when we think of sin. And boys and girls, you know, maybe it shows up better in the picture, but you know, some of the spots of the leopard are big. Some of them are small. And we might say the same about our sins. We might think, well, somebody tells us we've done something wrong or sinful, but it was only a little sin. And maybe we can think of other sins and they're, we might say, bigger sins. But they're all sin. And sin is against God. We might sin against one another, sin against other people, but above all, our sins are against God. And you know, when we think of sins of different sizes or different seriousness, the Lord Jesus said to Pilate, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. So yes, some sins are worse than others, but still all sin is sin. And you know, you will read in the Bible, in the little book of Jude that comes just before the book of Revelation, you will read about certain people, and they are described as spots in your feasts of charity. And it's talking about certain individuals who maybe were very serious sinners. In another place we read where they hate even the garments spotted by the flesh. So we're thinking about the spots of sin. And these spots, as far as the real leopard is concerned, they're natural spots. And let's think of that question again. Can the leopard change its spots? Tell me, can the leopard change its spots, yes or no? No, that's right. The leopard can't change its spots. It might roll around. Someone might wash it. But the leopard can't change its spots. And boys and girls, the lesson that we are being taught is this. Of ourselves, we can't change the fact that we're sinners. We can't wash away our own sins. We can't stop sinning of ourselves. It's natural for us to sin because we're born as sinners. But thank God he can wash away our sins. He can change our lives. He can give us a desire not to sin. And a desire to obey him and obey his word. We'll never be perfect in this life. We'll still always sin. But if we come and ask the Lord to forgive our sins and ask the Lord Jesus to be our Savior, our sins will be washed away and we'll have a desire to please God. So the leopard teaches us some important lessons. The spotted animal, the leopard. You know, the Lord Jesus said that we must be born again, spiritually. That's the great change that needs to take place, because we can't change our own heart. So you remember the spotted animal, the leopard. But then I have another animal. And you'll know what this one is. Yes. You the ram, yes. Fox. That's right. And I think I have a picture of the fox. Depend on where you look at it. Alright. So we've called the leopard the spotted animal. We're calling the fox the sly animal. You might have seen a fox maybe along the side of the road, living or dead. You might have seen a fox out in the field, or maybe even in your garden. It happens sometimes. But you know, the fox reminds us about the character of sin and the devil. You see, a fox looks nice. It looks cute. Well, this one does. You might say, well, I wouldn't mind having a fox for my pet. But that would be dangerous. No matter how nice it might look, the fox is sly. The fox is dangerous. And boys and girls, that reminds us about sin. Sometimes someone might encourage you to be involved in a certain sin, and it might seem like good fun, but sin is dangerous. Sin harms us. And you know, in the Bible, the Lord Jesus called someone a fox on one occasion. The Pharisees came to the Lord Jesus and they told him that he should get out of where he was because Herod would try to kill him. And the Lord Jesus said, go ye and tell that fox. And what he was saying was that Herod, as a sinner, was really very crafty and cruel in many ways. You could also read in one of the Old Testament prophets, Ezekiel, how he spoke of the false prophets, the false teachers who didn't bring a true message. He said they were like foxes in the desert. And boys and girls, think of it this way. This is what sin is like. Maybe you have done something wrong. And you know you've done something wrong. And maybe someone comes along and asks you, whether it's your mum or dad or a teacher, did you do this? And maybe you say, no, not me. And you appear so nice and good, but maybe you know you have done the thing that was wrong, and you're just adding sin to sin. And you see, that's the way sin works. Sin is something that's very crafty. And again, it reminds us that we need to ask the Lord to forgive our sins, to wash them away, and ask the Lord Jesus to be our Savior. So these two animals teach us about our sin. I have two more animals very quickly, and they're going to teach us about the Lord and salvation. You see, this is the spotted animal, the leopard, that teaches us about our sin. This is the sly animal, the fox, teaches us about our sin. But I have an animal that we can call the spotless animal. I don't have a picture this time. Couldn't get a picture of a spotless animal. But here it is. What's that animal? Yes? You in the green? Good girl. The lamb. The lamb is the spotless animal. And boys and girls, I'm sure that you can think of a story you maybe have heard in Sunday school, or the children's meetings, from the Bible, from the book of Exodus. And it teaches us about the spotless lamb. And the children of Israel were in Egypt. They were having a very hard time. And God was going to deliver them out of the bondage of Egypt. And each household, each family had to take a little lamb. Not just any lamb. The best lamb out of the flock. A lamb without blemish and without spot. And that little lamb had to be put to death. And its blood had to be painted on the doorposts of their homes. So that when the Lord passed through And when the firstborn in each of the Egyptian homes was going to die, that the firstborn in each of the homes of the Israelites would be saved from death, saved by the blood of the Lamb. And when we turn over to the New Testament, to 1 Peter, we read of the Lord Jesus, and he's the Lamb without blemish and without spot. He never thought a sinful thought. He never said a sinful word. He never did a sinful action. And yet he had to die. He had to shed his blood. He died as the great substitute. The substitute for sinners, he died in our place. He took our punishment. He shed his blood. He suffered. He died and he arose again. And if we come and ask him to forgive our sins and ask him to wash away our sins by his precious blood, we can be saved. We can be forgiven. We can be in God's family. And someday we can be with him in heaven for all eternity. That's why John the Baptist, when he was preaching, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And you know, the Bible says if we come and trust the Lord Jesus as our Savior, someday we will be presented to God by the Lord Jesus to his Father as those without spot. All our sins forgiven. And being like the Lord Jesus. There's one final animal. And maybe if you think back to the verses I read, someone maybe can remember what animal I haven't talked about. That's right, the lion. So we have one last picture. Okay, there's the lion. I have the lion in my bag. This is the biggest animal. Okay, I better watch the microphone here. If the lion damages it. The lion. And boys and girls, we call this the strong animal. And we read in Revelation about a lion. And maybe you've seen a lion at the zoo. And you know, the Bible says that the lion is the strongest animal among beasts. It's a very strong animal. And you know, we read in Revelation 5:5 about the lion of the tribe of Judah. And that's speaking about the Lord Jesus, because he is strong. He has the strength and the power. He's the only one who has the strength and power to save us from our sins. To save us from everlasting punishment. To save us that we might be brought into his family in this life and live for him. And to give us the strength to turn away from sin and to seek to obey him as we walk with him in this life. He is the one who has the strength to save us and forgive us. But boys and girls, he is also the strength to punish us for our sins forever if we don't come and ask him to forgive our sins and be our Savior. We read in Hosea 13 that the people of Israel had sinned in such a manner that God said he would meet them as a lion. And he meant he was going to have to punish them for their sin. So far better to experience the Lord's strength and power to save us by coming. Whether we're boys and girls or mums and dads, grannies and grandmas, whatever. Coming and asking the Lord to forgive our sins. To wash them away, to be our Savior. To help us then to live for him. And then we become like the Lord. And we are to become, as it says, as bold as a lion, telling others about what the Lord has done for us. So I hope you remember these animals, the spotted animal, the sly animal, the spotless animal, and the strong animal. And you'll remember that we are spotted with sin, but the spotless Lord Jesus can save us from our sins if we come and ask him to be our Savior. So thank you for listening, and you remember all these animals. Thank you.